now it is time for you to decide what you are wanting to now do as a blended being. What form of communication are you seeking? Without exception, those of you who are in physical form have inner beings who are eager, literally jumping up and down with enthusiasm at the prospect of interacting with you. For while they have been communicating through emotion all of the days of your life, most of you have not been aware of it. And so in some cases you have suppressed your emotions. In some places you have ignored them. And in very few cases have you allowed your emotions to guide you to your greater intentions. Being a blended being is literally the best of both worlds. For you have the delicious physical experience with all of its clarity and simplicity, while at the same time you have the wisdom and knowledge that you have accumulated through all that you have lived. It is not by accident that you have chosen this time to be upon the earth. For even before your emergence into physical expression, you knew that this would be the time when not only you, but many others would have this joyous experience of becoming blended. And so here you are, upon the threshold of a physical life experience beyond that which you have lived before. You have come forth into this physical expression of life intending to be the deliberate creator of your experience. You have intended to understand once again and develop even beyond that which you have experienced before an understanding and application of the great laws of the universe, those eternal laws that exist even in your ignorance of them. You were determined that you would recall and reapply your knowledge of the law of attraction, which says that which is like unto itself is drawn. You were determined that you would speak and think only in the direction of what was wanted, and that you would be sensitive to the emotional guidance that comes forth from your inner being to assist you in knowing whether you are upon the path of those previous intentions or whether you are not. You have intended to understand the law of attraction, which would lead you to an understanding of the law of deliberate creating, so that you would understand that there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have, and that you need never be a victim to some circumstance that is not of your choosing. It is only through your invitation in thought that things or events or circumstances or other beings come into your experience. It was your determination that you would be one who understands and applies and indeed teaches another great and important law, which is law of allowing. Only when you understand how it is you get what you get, and that another poses no threat to you, for they will not be a part of your experience unless you invite them through your thought or through your word or through your action, will you allow yourself to be the allower that you have intended to be. You are an allower when you can say, I am that which I am, while I see that others are that which they are, and I am willing to allow them to be or do or have whatever they choose. An allower not in a tolerant sense, for as you are letting them be it, even though you are not liking it, you are still receiving negative emotion. And when you are an allower, you receive no negative emotion, for you understand that all is well and that everyone has the right to be or do or have whatever it is that they choose, and that this dimension, this universe, indeed this earth plane upon which you are living, is big enough for all to be or do or have whatever they are wanting. You will come to know that you are not here as members of one world, but you are individual creators of your own world. We are aware that you have gathered some questions upon this topic.
Thank you. Speak of an increase in energy in this time, an increase in the life force. Could you elaborate on where that energy comes from and how it's manifest? And does that life force have any intent or volition of its own?
Indeed, the energy is increasing. And all of you who are now in physical form upon the earth at this time knew that this would be a time of increased energy. and it is the reason that you deliberately and excitedly chose this time to participate. As those who inhabit the earth are at a higher emotional state, that energy is increased. As the earth itself is at a higher emotional state, as it is undergoing much physical transition, that energy is increased. And what an increase in energy means to you is that you are faster in the manifestation of your thought into the physical equivalent. What you think about, you get in shorter time. Regarding the life force having an intent of its own, it is a subject upon which we could spend many hours. In short, the answer to that is yes. But that does not mean that there is that which is outside of that which you know is physical life experience that controls you or that is wanting to do your creating for you. This life force that feeds your planet is essential to the existence of your planet, for without it you would not exist, nor could you continue to exist. And yet, as you are existing, you are adding unto that life force. As the life force adds unto you, you add unto it.